Honduras is about to swear in the country's first woman president. Xiomara Castro's historic victory in the November elections ended a highly polarized election season, marred by violence and fears of social unrest.
We are going to form a government of reconciliation in our country, a government of peace and a government of justice.
Castro's presidency marks an end to the 12-year rule by the Conservative National Party, led by controversial president Juan Orlando Hernández. But a power struggle in the Honduran National Congress threatens to derail the new president's political agenda. And analysts say the discord could plunge the country into a full-blown crisis.
We have to find a balance in order to avoid this fire from spreading. Right now, it's manageable. But if we don't seek out a solution, and instead add fuel to this fire, we're all going to get burned.
Xiomara Castro is the wife of former Honduran President Manuel Zelaya, who was ousted during a coup in 2009. As a presidential candidate, Castro promised to restore democratic institutions and root out corrupt government officials.
Even before the start of the latest political crisis in Honduras, addressing the many problems facing the country, like violence, poverty, systemic corruption, and an economic crisis exacerbated by the pandemic, was a tall order for the new president.
Now, with a growing rift in the Honduran legislature, the international community is calling for a dialogue. But average citizens say what they want is for the government to simply do its job.
As a young person, I am longing for there to be jobs for all young people, all adults and the elderly, that there are laws in favor of women and for men too, for children, for animals.
The incoming administration of Xiomara Castro is seen by many as an opportunity to turn the page on more than a decade of scandal and political turmoil. But if the current conflict is not resolved, it's an opportunity that could be squandered before Castro's presidency even begins. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Tegucigalpa.